Just a brief reminder, our new time slot starts at 9 every weekday morning. We had been going 7 to 10, then on Bulls Unlimited 2, adding another hour or so of replays of Bulls beat late in the mornings, and then kicking in another one early afternoon on Unlimited. So here's how we're going to do it. 9 to noon, of course, every half hour on Bulls Unlimited every morning. Then the noon hour on Bulls Unlimited 2. We'll give you another couple of chances in your lunch hour to hear it. And that will be it. We'll post the show early in the afternoon to our Unlimited Unloaded page, SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts or both. Type USF, and that's where we post the shows. We'll make sure to do it earlier. I do know that some people enjoyed it on their drive to work, but just taking a lot of stuff into consideration, had to push back the show for a couple of hours. And also on game days, when there's a game at night, especially basketball, we'll probably toss in another version of Bulls Beat on Channel 1, as it were, to give you almost a pre-game show. Speaking of Bulls Unlimited 2, it began on Monday. Our top 21 classics to get your 21 started. We played several games from the CBI, the Georgia Tech football game that was so memorable thanks to Terrence Horn and a comeback in the fourth quarter. And then on this Tuesday, the WNIT championship. And again, some of the games that were actually top 21 games in Bulls history, we just don't have audio of, but we're covering them for you. And some of these shows called the Archive Room with Jim Lauk cover a big moment in school history. For example, the first time on Tuesday morning that WNIT championship game aired, we aired before it the Archive Room show, which is 15 minutes, and it really relived the story of how Jose Fernandez's team fully expected to go to the NCAA tournament that season, wasn't too thrilled with the whole WNIT concept, but then it sort of picked up steam, so it was an interesting listen, and you'll get plenty of chances to hear some classics. Again, it's the top 21, but it's not one time through. We're going to do this in order throughout the month of January, and I do know that, for example, baseball had that long winning streak a few years ago. Again, we don't have audio of those games, so when you hear some game, you think, well, why didn't they have that game? That's why. But we'll cover it all for you and maybe start to guess what you think the number one, or at least what I picked as the number one all-time classic is going to be. Again, that's all month long on Bulls Unlimited 2. One other thing from the women's basketball Twitter page, they put out a video of the pregame introductions. If you couldn't be at the Yuengling Center, if you could, you couldn't be there before the game. They had members of the starting lineup's families, and of course they're international for the most part, introduce them. That was really cool. And again, you could see that video on the USF women's basketball Twitter page. Kayla Murphy, freshman of the week. I say it was for one half work. It was a pretty good half of work.
Murphy, right side pass to David Collins, crosses midcourt, now he's trapped. Now he's going to fall into the backcourt, throws it, tipped, controlled by Justin Brown, off to Caleb Murphy, one-handed dunk over Musa Cisse. Did he Cisse that dunk? It was in his face! Holy smokes, Caleb Murphy!
Caleb Murphy took off from the middle of the key and just threw it down with absolute authority.
13 minutes left to go. Caleb Murphy on the right wing between the legs. He's going to elevate, fire from 17. Good! Caleb Murphy has done it again, and the Bulls have their largest lead at 7 points.
Well, Caleb Murphy has given the Bulls more than a spark. He's given them new life in this game with his ability to create offense. He now has 10 points.
Back to Murphy. Shot clock down to 6. He's going to elevate and fire a 3, and that is good! Caleb Murphy, a 3-ball. He was shooting around 20% this season from distance. That's a big one, and the Bulls now have an 8-point lead.
So far, the Caleb Murphy show. He's now the game's leading scorer with 13 points, and he is putting on a show.
Indeed. 7 for 12 in the second half at Memphis. 16 points. Of course, the Bulls would fall a little bit short. First half didn't really portend anything. You had a 2 for 6 shooting performance, scored 4 points. If you listen to Brian Gregory's post-game interview, he said he essentially challenged him. You can't be meek and timid against Memphis. That highlight reel dunk, that 20-point night, really catapulted him to freshman of the week, because you look at the UCF game, Caleb Murphy only played 18 minutes. Only 5 in the second half. Xavier Castaneda really took over as far as point guard goes. But that's okay. It just shows you that the Bulls have options. You know, a couple guys that, frankly, I thought would be doing a little bit more, Prince Odoro, Luke Anderson, they just haven't been playing. So I'm not saying Caleb Murphy is going to fall into a spending a lot of time on the bench role, but Brian Gregory can roll out the hot hand, and this is a good example. A guy who was the freshman of the week in the conference, even though he had a couple of nice plays against UCF, wasn't really a big part in the win being secured in the second half. NCAA committee makes it official. Every game in the NCAA tournament will take place in Indianapolis. Campuses like IUPUI and Butler, Ball State, Purdue, course, IU will be early round hosts, so we hope Brian Gregory's team makes it to Indy. And again, it's early, but the first net rankings had the Bulls at 114, so at least based on that early number, they probably have to win the conference tournament to get there, but they certainly have the talent to do so. Tomorrow's show will preview a men's and women's basketball doubleheader. That's the Tuesday Bulls beat, though. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.